Anyway, I think that's Roscoe.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Line Air Roscoe?
Yep.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. You're out in Tucson?
Yes, sir.
You on the golf course?
Actually, I'm out in front of one of these Sam's Warehouse places.
Sam's Warehouse.
It's one of those, it's kind of, it's like the bigger version of Walmart. Like, you got to be a member of the club to get stuff in there.
Ooh.
It's really unbelievable.
You just have to have the club on your car to get in there.
It's a whole warehouse. Like, I just got a golf umbrella for $4.20.
Wow. Cool.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a golf umbrella.
Yeah, you know, the big one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one.
What I'm looking at.
Oh, you mean like the giant? Oh, I see. I know what you mean.
You know, the big one.
One of the spanky holes.
No, the kind of ones you poke people's eyes out with on the street.
Yeah.
Well, Limbo just came out and dumped a whole case of Moosehead beer on the ground.
Really?
Ooh.
He dumped the case on the ground?
Well, it fell out. They have.
Are you standing in the shade? Are you standing in the shade behind Limbo?
I'm standing in the shade. He's got a twin pack, two 40-pound packs of Kingsford charcoal.
Uh-oh.
He's giving me the nod here.
You're getting some cooking done, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. They got everything. If you had a small restaurant, you could do better buying your stuff here than from a distributor.
Well, I bet.
It's pretty outrageous.
So did you join the club?
I didn't join the club. I stood in the shadow of Limbo. Used his card.
Hey, Roscoe, are you getting any golf in?
Yeah, man.
It's Graboff.
That's Graboff.
Hey, John, how are you?
Not too bad. Played without you the other day at Diker Beach.
How was your game?
Shot a 93.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I miss your company, though.
There you go. I'll be back. I got the new clubs from the Padre with the graphite shafts and everything.
Getting a little religious help on your game, huh?
Yeah, man.
Well, Tucson is like a thriving kind of recreational community, isn't it?
That's happening.
In addition to being the mental illness capital of the Southwest.
It is?
Yep.
Tucson is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Oops.
I don't know what that was.
That was me queuing up the VOM.
Uh-huh. So what else is going on? So this is the last hound show for a while? You're taking a break?
For a month until we'll be back on September the 3rd.
It's good?
Yep, I'm taking a break.
For a month or weekend?
Everything. So happy.
The listeners will have a little find something else to do.
Yeah, they can all go out and roam around on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe find a life.
It's good. That's
my job.
Boy, the sky is awful big here. I know that they say that about Montana, but it's pretty happening.
I'll bet.
Went and saw some bands last night.
What kind of bands they got out there?
Loud ones, but this bar had like 50-cent Budweiser drafts.
Wow.
You know, the whole thing, you know, once you get out
that's
of New York.
That's a Saturday night.
It starts to open up, you know?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're not tiny little shot glasses, neither.
No, no. It was nice big dog-choking beers.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Well, I got to run.
Okay, Rosk.
The pool beckons.
Of course. Have fun. When are you coming back?
I'll be back in a week or so, a little over a week.
Well, hopefully I'll see you when you get back.
Terrific. John?
All right, Rosk.
Gruche?
Aloha.
Mom's away.
Mom onward.
Look out for Limbo at the pool. That cannonball will wipe you out.
And don't forget to yell four.
Okay.
Okay, Rosk.
Bye-bye.
State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen.